we were a totally different team than we were in Mankato last night. And we were kind of the same team that we were Saturday against North Dakota, and it's kind of what we need to be night in, night out.
How do you think that you've been able to be so successful bouncing back from a poor performance Friday to a second straight shutout Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know. Just kind of that extra bit of focus, whatever it is, I need to bring it Friday too. So I'll work on that going forward.
What did the kind of coaching staff tell you guys after last night's performance?
They weren't happy. I thought I was going to get put on waivers or something, but they weren't happy, and rightfully so. We didn't play well. We got kind of embarrassed in their barn, and just came out absolutely flat, and we're flat the whole game. So it was good to bounce back.
It's kind of important to you to get that start after how last night ended being pulled.
Yeah, definitely. And I need more of them, too.
You looked like you were fighting off a few pucks there in the start of the third period when Mankato made the push, and then the last 5 minutes, you froze everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did you kind of get comfortable seeing more pucks?
Cause yeah.
It was kind of a quiet game.
Yeah, I got comfortable. I needed those shots early. Yeah, I got a couple shots early, got me into it, and then kind of went dry there for a little bit with maybe, I think they had three in the second, and then into the third, they didn't have many either until kind of the end there, so I was able to get into a rhythm, which, I prefer more shots. And if it was my choice, we'd have 35 shots against tonight. It's easier for me, honestly, but this is what we got, so I got to work with it.
Penalty kill tonight, 4-for-4, last night, 2-for-4. Mm-hmm. What was the difference?
Guys were just selling out, and they made my life easy. We cleared guys out in front of the net, and I was able to look around a couple screens, which I didn't do last night. So it was just an improvement from the four guys, and including me out there.